Thank you for the short and sweet introduction. How do you? Okay, I have no disclosures. We're going to talk about the background, methods, results, applications, recommendations, and conclusion on our topic, which is looking at the effects of perceptions of racial discrimination and lifestyle on perceived health outcomes in Mississippi using the behavior risk factor surveillance systems data of 2004. And incidentally, 2004 was the last year when they asked about these racial perceptions of racial discrimination. Krieger defined racism and racial discrimination as an offensive, oppressive system of racial relations that includes that is justified by ideology, in which one racial group benefits from dominating another, and in which that dominating racial group defines itself and others through this dominating relationship. It's expressed it's defined as expressed harmful and degrading beliefs and actions. It's institutional and individual in implementation, and it's measurable by indicators of decision making and action in policy, practice, and in outcomes. It's also associated in the healthcare setting with meager patient satisfaction with care and with care quality, reduced healthcare utilization, increased risk for poor mental and physical health outcomes, and poorer health status overall. The mechanism, I think, is something that we're still trying to tease out, because it's so ubiquitous, it's so widespread, and it's so deep in its application. But a few things that we have been able to associate with reduced health outcomes due to racial discrimination or based on discrimination are less than optimal care decisions by the care consumer as well as by the caregiver, reduced healthcare utilization by the care consumer, and lifestyle implications for those who experience racial discrimination. Like we've said, mechanisms of victims and survivors' response to it are embedded in experience, emotional effects and response, personal assessment, personal decision making, and in their personal actions. We also don't know what are the triggers and what reinforces or enables perpetration of racial discrimination and racism. We don't know yet what can attenuate its effect at individual, group, and at systemic levels, and how to discourage this action and influence healthcare utilization and status. Our question today is about whether lifestyle influences the effect of racism on health outcomes, and whether racism influences lifestyle effects, and also how do racism, lifestyle, and demographic variables influence health outcomes. Our hypothesis is that high lifestyle scores will attenuate the effect of racism on health outcomes, that high racism scores will attenuate the lifestyle effects, that will attenuate the effects of lifestyle on health outcomes, and that high racism scores will attenuate the effect of high levels of lifestyle and demographic variables influence on high health outcomes. This is the model we're using. We're looking at just strictly perceptions of racial discrimination, lifestyle, and demographics on health outcomes. As we've measured them, we used the BRFSS 2004 data. We looked at the Mississippi data set that was collected using random digital telephone, and it measured chronic disease risk factors. The variables that we looked at Well, the questionnaire itself consists of a standard call, and then specific additions, which are related to the states in which they were collected. The Mississippi state module included asthma history, childhood asthma, diabetes, indoor air quality, and reactions to race. And because we were looking at that, that's one of the reasons why we picked on Mississippi. The BRFSS codes were nominal and ordinal in nature for the variables that we selected, and the specific health implications were not reflected. But then what we did was to score the responses, and high scores were related to positive or quote-unquote expected positive health outcomes. Meaning if a person responded yes to something that was likely to be conceived to produce negative health outcomes, then they scored low, even though they responded yes. And if they responded no to that, then they scored high, because that was going to reduce the risk for low health outcome status. For general health status, this was the only question we selected, and it's a dependent variable. Would you say that your general health is excellent, very good, fair, poor? For BRFSS code, you can see it's in 1, 2, 3, 4, from excellent to poor, 5 for poor. But then we turned that around, excellent meaning high health scores, and 1 for poor health score. And for lifestyle, whether someone had participated in physical exercise, which was a positive behavior, or whether they had smoked, which was a negative behavior, we were trying to balance the two. Why we included don't know is that some things are logically understandable. If you haven't participated in physical exercise, you will know, because it's a specific behavior that you would remember. And if you have smoked more than 100 cigarettes in your entire life, you would know. So if you didn't know, that means you actually didn't engage in that behavior, and we scored that as no. Now, for having smoked, the yes was 0, and the no was 1. Perceptions of discrimination, we had 5 measures of perceptions of discrimination. Did you feel upset as a result of how you were treated based on your race? If you felt upset, that would score 0. Have you experienced any physical symptoms as a result of your race? Yes, that would score 0. How often do you think about your race, if that's a serious issue with you? From never to every hour or constantly, scored from 0 to 4. How do you feel you were treated at work compared to other races? That's discrimination at work, from 0 to 2. In healthcare settings, from 0 to 2. And these were discussed with, something happened to the typo. But if you have experienced any physical symptoms as a result of your race, we found out that those who said yes and scored 0 were 15.9% of the group, and 84.1% had not. And down the line, this is the age distribution. Mostly people between the ages of 18 and 59 years. These were the mean scores and the numbers of items. The mean score for general health was 3.03. For lifestyle was 1.29, discrimination 5.7, and so on and so forth. Sorry, we had 1,570 participants in this study. And 71% female, about 3/4. Level of education, about 1 in 3 had high school, diploma, and about half the group was employed full-time. About one in three were married, about three in 10 were never married, 17% were divorced. If you looked at the income, you see that most of it was between, was under 35,000. And these were the bivariate models that we used for the regression analysis. We found out that lifestyle was positively, that is high levels of lifestyle, high scores, were positively associated with high scores in health perception. Discrimination was negatively associated, even though it was statistically insignificant. Age was negatively associated and significant. Sex, we rated the women as two and the men as one. So the negative relationship was that the higher your sex score, which is female, the higher your risk. Marital status, negatively. Education level, positively. And then we did the full model, and we found out that lifestyle was positively associated. Discrimination was also positively associated when you add all those other variables to it. And age was negatively associated, and heavily, its effect was heavily inflated by other variables. Education was positively associated, and employment was negatively, because we scored employment the way that it was scored, it was graded by, it was valued by BRFSS. Implications: racial discrimination negatively impacts health outcomes. It's attenuated by, its effect is attenuated by lifestyle and income, and vice versa. Racial discrimination, health outcomes, lifestyle also positively impacts health outcomes. It's attenuated by racial discrimination, and it's mutually attenuated by educational level for both. What we are saying is we should encourage healthy lifestyle, preventive and primary care especially. Two is that we should address racial discrimination in the context of encouraging care utilization, and that discrimination is real and can affect care utilization as well as care, as well as health. And we should promote healthy lifestyle among women, as a matter of fact, among men too. That everybody, that regardless of whether there's racial discrimination or not, I think there are some things we need to encourage all the time and deal with racial discrimination as racial discrimination. We recommend culturally appropriate and relevant messages. To address, we recommend that racial discrimination should be, by caregivers especially, should be addressed. There's a lot of research that points in the direction of discriminating care based on race and gender and ethnicity, and that we should create safe, respectful, and friendly care environment and people who work in that environment for people who seek care. Thank you.